When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay. It's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about. So let us ask you now, y'all gay.
Hello, everyone. Wow, it's so nice to have you all here. Welcome. How many of y'all are fans of Y'all Gay? Okay, tight, very tight. For the newbies, welcome. We're gay,
and we're Southern.
And it's a podcast for everyone, but mainly for gays.
Yeah, mainly for gays. Yeah.
Are you gay?
I'm gay, dog. Yeah, I'm
dog,
really gay.
You're gay.
I'm really gay.
Dude.
Is everybody out here gay? It's looking very gay.
Got some gays.
It's looking very, very gay. We love it.
Gay friendlies are here as well.
Yeah, if there's any straights or you're probably gay too.
You're probably gay.
To be honest. And if anybody, this is a safe space. If anybody wants to come out.
It is a live recording, so you could have this special moment recorded and just play it over and over again.
Yeah, for your if you don't want to say it, just play it for your whole family.
Play it for your whole family. We would honestly love the listen number to go up. So
yeah, we're trying to get some more listeners, so somebody could come out right now.
We would really appreciate it.
Should we say what our names are?
Oh yeah, I'm Ever Maynard.
I'm Allie Clayton.
Oh, and y'all are gay. Y'all, we have such an incredible show for y'all tonight in a live recording. This is for the New York City Comedy Festival. Let's give a round of applause for Brooklyn Art House, everyone. It's such a fantastic venue. Our guest today, super talented, multi-hyphenate. We're really going to get into it. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, start clapping right now, everyone, for Kat Cunning.
Woo! Don't be on your phone.
Oh, yeah. Y'all don't should do that. Silence your phones if you haven't already.
Yeah, we should say
I
that.
Mean, if you take a photo and I look like dog shit, I'll find your family. Do you understand? If any of you little gays take a bad angle, I almost said if any of you motherfuckers take an unflattering angle of this, I see that camera. That's right, high angle. Okay. Wouldn't it be so funny if I just hit Allie in the face with this mic stand? I'm so sorry, my friend. Hello, Kat.
Hello.
Hi, Kat.
It's such a pleasure to be here.
Oh, my gosh.
I love you. What the fuck, Brooklyn? Hello.
We're so happy to have you here. Yeah, go ahead. Make yourself comfortable. So you've had, today is really a full day of releases for you.
So many releases.
And come. I don't know why I said that. I was like, what's another release? And
did you say come?
I did. And I wish I could take it back.
I feel like it's my brand rubbing off on you. I never invite someone without spelling it C-U-M.
I said release. I've never spoken to you that way. And honestly, I take it back.
Stages are magical. Things come out
of our mouths. It's fine. I came today.
Congratulations.
I did. I left you in the living room, and I said, I'm just going to shut my door.
I'm staying on Allie's couch. I have not come.
I actually blasted Kat's music while I quietly watched porn.
Precisely right. Turn the sound off on your porn.
Yeah.
Iconic.
You blasted while you blasted.
I blasted while I blasted. I did.
Yeah, double dude. Blast. A blast dude, squared.
Blast squared. It's a Thursday night. We're getting blasted. Oh, my God. Kat, this is a podcast for 13-year-old boys, just so you're aware.
I am right at home.
So, Bedroom Angel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Is it? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay. But how... we honestly went live on your TikTok live. We almost watched. We were too high last night. How how long was what is Bedroom Angel about? You want to chat about this?
Yeah, you want me to tell you for real?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. In a way, it's about cum. no, really, Bedroom Angel is a song that I wrote. I'll tell you a little bit of the process because that's a part of it. But I wrote it in the pandemic on a Zoom, recorded the vocal on a YouTube mic, like a shitty YouTube mic. But the song came to me very quickly, and it's because I was in a moment where I was like, how do I use pop music? Pop music is such a, like, as a genre, lovely, listenable thing. And the thing I love about it is that it can be really subversive, and you can sort of plant the seeds of your own bullshit into a pop song that people have as an earworm in their life. And Bedroom Angel is really for the subs that follow me.
Very tight.
It's for all my little babies.
Should we ask?
It's to honor power dynamics. If you listen to the lyrics, there are all these little Easter eggs about, you know, putting someone in a leash and
that's how crazy that transformative that. Right, could be. That's wild that you mentioned that.
It's wild you mentioned putting someone in a leash because
we were talking about on our last podcast about going to a sex party.
Yeah, we'd like to go to one.
And
I got the invites for you guys.
We've never been. Question for you. Have you been?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Can you walk in?
Yeah, when you walk in, do you have to have, like, a serious place, or is it okay to just, like, be smiling?
I mean, listen, if smiling is your truth, that is absolutely how you should walk into a sex party.
Okay. Yeah. Is it okay to come and just watch?
Absolutely. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not an exhibitionist. I like a lot of freaky shit, but being in freaky communities is about, like, owning what you like.
Yeah.
And I don't like giving it away for free. So I love to watch at a sex party.
And now, are they usually clean? That's my
thing.
We're worried there's cum all over the floor. That's what we've been noticing.
Listen, there's probably cum all over this floor, to be honest. I know this club hasn't been open very long.
There's going to be tonight. What? But I'm blasting somewhere. If I'm not blasting on the couch, I'm
You're
blasting.
You're not well. You're not going
to. I am unwell.
You're on a brink right now.
I am from reality, big time.
I will say, though, I can't speak for all sex parties, you know? Mm-hmm. Who knows who's inviting you to this sex party? Like, is there carpet? That's us.
We're putting it out there because we're trying to get an invite.
We're trying to get an invite to a sex party.
Yes, they exist. Dungeons exist. Sex parties exist. And I will help you guys get invited.
Thank you so much.
I've often wanted to just throw my own sex party, but then I don't want to fuck my friends.
You cannot do that. That's where things get really messy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want a bona fide stranger.
Oh, my God. Bona fide. Verified. On the Meta thing,
blue
you can pay
check.
To get that check now. Oh, my God.
I quit drinking and immediately quit fucking my friends.
We've never fucked. Allie looked me in the eyes as if we had sex.
It was an important clarification. Yeah. I was waiting to find the answer.
I did say yesterday, Allie picked me up from the airport, and I was like, man, wouldn't it be so tight if we had sex this week? And then I was like, not together. Maybe you had to be there. Okay, audience.
It was good clarification. Yeah. It's important. Communication is hot.
You know, Kat, you've also had another release today. Rap Shit.
Rap Shit is out and I can talk about
it. Yes. Okay, so Rap Shit is on HBO Max season 2. And we were unable, for those of you who are not in the industry, you couldn't promote it because of the SAG strike and the WGA strike. Well, that's ended. And now you can promote.
It ended. I can talk about it. Praise God.
Praise God. We praise Clay Aiken
we
on
praise
this podcast.
Clay Aiken.
Yeah, Clay Aiken.
I cannot join you in that, but I will find my own God.
We pray to Clay. Okay, your character is named Rena Rain.
Very close. Raina Rain.
Okay, Raina Rain.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about this character.
Okay, so Raina Rain is essentially inspired by Iggy Azalea, Woe Vicky, all of the white people that audaciously appropriate black culture. And some people love her, which is a huge surprise to me. I thought she was a full stop villain. but she is audacious. She's out here getting her money and she's a woman in the industry. And I, no cap, had the best time of my life playing this character because of all those nuances and working with the Dream Team. Like Issa Rae is literally, I've been following her since Awkward Black Girl was a mm-hmm. YouTube show. And to be on that team and to be in that story, which is ultimately about women in music trying to make it, is such an honor. But it's a hoot, and this season is crazy.
Did you do a lot of rapping?
I did a lot of rapping. I did a lot of hippity hop.
Was it your real?
Yes. It's my real voice. I recorded those tracks.
Did you get to make your own raps up, or is that in the script?
Hell no. In fact, I had to Google some of what I'm saying. I was like, what is this car reference? I've never heard of this car.
That's incredible. But yeah. Your own vocals, and then you record it.
My own vocals, and it was very confusing because in creation of it, they were like, all right, come into the studio. And I was like, all right, I'm going to be the goofy rapper in this show. And then I was recording with Danger, who is the producer on a lot of my favorite Justin Timberlake records. And he was like, no, like, do better. Go hard.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I had this very interesting, like, fully method in character experience of, like, trying to be as good as I can be as Raina Rain.
Okay, so with Rap Shit, did you get to create your own character a little bit or like add your own into her?
For sure. My audition for that, I auditioned like a regular layman human. Just kidding. I always audition. A lot of my life is making tapes you never get to see. But it was an improv, which was so fun. And the improv for this was improving as a person who is in Sephora buying a shade of makeup that is too dark for their skin mm-hmm. and justifying mm-hmm. it. And I had the time of my, I went off. It was really fun.
Like, oh, so like the orange, like you can see.
Exactly.
Like
the
your
orange.
Neck's a different color than your face.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it was fully improv, which was really fun. And then I had to send in a video of me rapping. And I spent the whole day doing this because I am a huge hip hop fan.
Yeah.
I love female MCs. Does anyone here know about Miss Rap Supreme? Is anyone old enough or weird enough to have heard of that? Cute. Okay.
I've heard of Tupac Shakur.
So, Miss Rap Supreme was an amazingly low-key, very gay show on Logo that had, like, Missy Elliott as a judge and a bunch of women rapping as a competition. Logo. Literally, that's gay culture. That's gay history.
That is queer history.
That is
Logo.
A cheap-ass television channel with yes. gays on it before gay was okay.
Okay?
Yes.
So,
subversively very gay. And anyway, I love hip-hop, so I spent the whole day, like, rapping Lil Wayne at my camera.
Is your character queer?
No. I don't think anyone even on this show
knew I was
queer.
Do you have to like
queer.
Rap about dongs and stuff?
Oh yeah, I do rap. I rap about dongs. I rap about schlongs. Had to Google those too. Like
well, do you want to chat? Now we talked a little bit backstage about like cultural appropriation and like some of the dialogue that you've had through this character.
Yeah, let's fucking do it. So. Basically, it's important to me to play this character because it's a conversation I think we're in culturally at all times, and we should be. I think we mm-hmm. should be looking at what we value commercially and why it's so disproportionately a celebration of white people appropriating black culture versus celebrating the black culture that it's built off of. I also noticed in my research for the role that we really don't check men anywhere near as much as we check women. Mm-hmm. And that's upsetting.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think the main thing that I'm taking away, because even as playing Raina Rain and even while having my hair braided for this show and walking around, like, it's crazy to see people have such differentiating opinions on that. Some mm-hmm. people are like, you look amazing. You should do this. And I'm like, what?
That absolutely
can't be
not.
Right. Yeah, that's not it.
Wrong.
And obviously some other people are like, wow, you're doing a great job playing this character that is making us ask questions and look at this situation that happens in culture that today is still fully celebrated without mm-hmm. any question. And money speaks. Like, if you're putting your money into a person that is appropriating black culture, they're going to keep doing that because they want to mm-hmm. get their coin too. And so there's a lot of nuance, and I'm just really lucky to be like a figure in that conversation. And I, obviously the struggle of being a person in music speaks to me. So I'm just excited to be in this story. I'm just happy to be there.
Awesome.
Very cool. Very cool. Kat, speaking of music, I did see that you wear a lot of latex.
A lot of latex.
Where do you get your latex suits?
Okay, this is a great question.
It is, because I saw this one piece with flowers on it. Yes. And I was like, where do you buy it? Do somebody make it?
This is actually a really great story. I'm so glad you asked.
We need one for the sex party. We're
yeah.
<gonna go to.
laughs> yeah. Well, listen, you could get a lot of crazy shit on Amazon. But I will say that that piece is by somebody called Vex Clothing. They hand make it. And it is an absolute piece of art. It's a little bit of a story because I was styled in time. That piece for a photo shoot. And while I was wearing it, I was like, this fits like a motherfucking glove. I'm so beautiful. I'm a superhero. And then I like breathed and I ripped the whole back seam. So
did you get to keep it though?
Well, okay. So that's
when you blow the asshole out, you get to keep it.
That is the and that's the third act of this story, which is that I was like, I either buy this because I broke it or I buy this because I want it. So I purchased that piece and I wear it every chance that I get. And real art meets latex is expensive, and I don't know if my priorities are straight.
Did you mean you bought the blown out latex from the production?
I paid to have it fixed and to keep it.
Wow, okay. That's so nice.
How do you get it on and off?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't quote me on this because I'm maybe misremembering. Do your own Google, but it has something to do with baby powder.
I was going to ask a nice talcum.
I love the echoes in this crowd. Yeah. You guys, I know you have met latex before.
Oh my God. I'm loving this. So you also did it. Did I read this right? Cirque du Soleil?
I did.
How old were you in Cirque du Soleil?
I know. Don't
do we say it right? Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, that's exactly how you say it as a Southern
great.
Gay.
Yeah. Great.
Cirque du Soleil. It sounds like a soup.
It does. Delicious.
Cirque du Soleil.
Like a very cheap soup that you can get in a can.
Or something you yell at a dog. Cirque du Soleil, get back on the porch.
So, yeah, I did Cirque du Soleil. I did it while I was not yet a singer. I auditioned as a dancer. And this is a whole other motherfucking
Please.
Story.
Yeah.
I got my first dance agent while working at a steakhouse as
okay.
a very bad
that's
waiter.
Where,
okay,
I've heard that's where,
industry.
Where you go to get industry. Discovery.
Yeah.
Was this in Oregon?
No, this was here in New York. Most of my adult life has been in New York.
New York City.
New York City, you know, where dreams are made, where they're crushed, where you can't pay rent. I came
so
out
you
here.
Danced a lot while serving steaks?
Basically, I was just bad enough at being a waiter that people knew I had another passion. You know, for the life of me, could not remember the menu. I was just like, listen, it's steak, it's mashed potatoes. What do you want? You want the $400 bottle of wine? Do it.
Wow.
Nice. And then someone was like, you have big dance energy. You have something about you is saying Cirque du Soleil.
Okay, I realize I have.
Like, what
I'm
is this?
Gonna need a baked potato and extra sour cream, but also can I get a 5, 6, 7, 8?
Yes. Honestly, that is a pretty accurate description of my time as a waiter.
What kind of steakhouse were you working at?
I was working at Strip House, which was really funny and on brand for me. My mom was like, so are you a stripper or do you sell steaks?
It's called Strip House?
It is, yes.
Is it fancy or is it like people?
They
like
might have been trying to get you to do some different type of dancing. And you
know, I wish. I would have made more tips. But it was a classic old steakhouse that was famous for having all opera singers as waiters at the time.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, you didn't lead with this.
I didn't. There's a whole lot of holes in this story.
Oh, my God.
So they had, like, the portraits of all the opera singers on the walls. Honestly, so sorry for the people who hired and fired me there, but don't go now. It got bought out. Okay, but at one point, it was an incredible historical space where opera singers would sing as they brought you their steak,
oh my
your
God.
Steak. And when I got hired, it's because they were like, we need a rebrand. We just need hot young people that don't know what they're doing. And so,
I don't know why I didn't get the call.
So I was there, and I happened to be serving the guy who ran this dance agency. And to expedite this story.
No need to expedite. We need the details.
The details are that his daughter had seen me do something, and she recognized me, and he couldn't be bothered. But then he was like, fine, I'll give you my card. Got signed to them. It was misplaced. I'm bad at dancing because I'm a really good dancer, but I don't like fitting in. So I was not meant to do that for my life.
Oh, so it had to be like everybody's doing the moves together.
Yeah. At some point, mm-hmm. to survive as a dancer, you have to
choreography.
Learn the choreography.
That's what it's called. Choreography. You heard it here.
The 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yes.
The 5, 6, 7, 8.
The 8 count. But anyway, so I signed to them. They were like, we don't know what the fuck you're about, but we'll send you some things. They sent me to Cirque du Soleil. I went as a dancer. And then the people behind the little desk at Cirque du Soleil were like, okay, does anyone have special skills? And most of the people were like, yeah. And I watched 100 people do backflips and juggle. And
like
I was
fit
like,
into like a tiny hole, like something with spikes. I feel like they're always doing something with a ring.
Oh, yeah. So you have not seen a Cirque du Soleil
show. But the posters look complex.
They are.
There's a lot going on in the Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, so that soup has everything in it.
Everything in it.
But anyway, I was like, I can't do all those flips, but I can sing, which at the time was me just like being really audacious. And then I sang a song for them. I sang Billie Holiday's Gloomy Sunday. Mm-hmm. And they were like, that's weird and not Broadway. So we like you. So it was a very strange accident that I was on Broadway. And it was because Cirque du Soleil people like weird shit. And I had a great time doing that show. I didn't do any backflips.
Did you hang from the ceiling?
Oh, that's my next question.
Not even sort of. I know it's cool, and I probably shouldn't tell you guys this because I'd love for you to think I'm so mysterious and amazing and limber. But I didn't do anything crazy. The circus people did that. But I will say that among the things that happen in Cirque du Soleil, for the folks who have not yet seen it, there was this one incredible act that I can't get out of my head, which is like a 40-foot long piece of wood, like a plank of wood that's about a foot wide, mm-hmm. that a man stands on either end, and they just like seesaw each other up into there, and they land on that plank of wood when they come back down from doing like 100,000 flips. So
men,
I had a good time
things.
Watching.
Men do weird things.
Yeah. Like yeah. What draws you to that?
Yeah, I know.
You know, how do you figure out that skill? How are you just like, I know what I'll be good at?
That honestly sounds like a redneck cousin.
I know a few redneck cousins that jump on planks of wood.
Yeah, honestly. Exactly. Dreams start everywhere.
We used to tie a plank of wood to the back of the lawnmower, and we'd ride on it like it was like a surfboard.
I'm trying to see it in my mind.
So if Cirque du Soleil is looking for anyone else, you can let them know.
I used to make my brother hold his breath underwater in the pool and just stand on him like a surfboard.
Perfect training. I'm going to be a star one day. Did you scream that at your brother?
It's no, like, I didn't have to. He could feel it.
He knew.
Yeah.
He's a bro major. Yeah. If you have a momager, then you have a brother manager.
Oh, I wish I had a momager. I wish I had family members that wanted to ride off my career. They're just like, what are you doing? This is really crazy. I can't believe you're not on heroin yet.
Yet. What is wrong with me today? This is not how I talk to my friends. Something about New York City. I watched What We Do in the Shadows once, and I can't get Laszlo out of my head. Deep cut. What was the theme of the Cirque du Soleil?
It was called Paramore, and it was about...
It was all the band Paramore?
Yeah, you know, probably would have been more successful, let's be honest. No, it was about love. It was about Hollywood in the 1930s.
Billie Holiday.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there was no strategy in me singing that song. I just chose that song because I like it because it's sad and it's dramatic and it's slow, and everything about being in a Broadway studio makes me just want to put myself inside an ice cube, so... That was fully self-indulgent that I sang that song. But it did happen to relate, I guess. I never thought about that.
And it worked out.
And it worked out.
It did.
Because one time I sang a country song in a metal bar to be in a vampire musical. And it didn't go well.
Didn't go that same way.
No callback on that.
I love a counter genre moment.
He said, "Can I see something a little bit more NSYNC, a little more Britney Spears?" And I said, "No, I can't actually."
Unfortunately, what you see is what you
get. Just Reba McEntire.
I champion that about you. Imagine if your life went on a route to be trying to sing Britney Spears. Yeah. You would be a whole different person.
Oh, yeah. Completely different person.
Allie was a pageant kid.
I was.
Oh, Allie's, my God.
Allie's like Little Miss Carolina.
I'm America's Little Miss North Carolina in 1996.
Wow. Clever that.
Thank you. Thank you.
I threw shot put and I went to state. And I had a walk-on scholarship to Tarleton State University. Same thing.
Wow. Yeah. No, honestly, I want to see the pictures of all of these things.
Well, I did buy a shot put off Amazon.
Did you?
Yes,
truly
recently.
During quarantine. Wow, so any of you could
any
throw
you.
Shot put?
You can, and it'll be at your house in 72 hours.
Where do you throw it? In New York?
In a public park. No one is happy about it. No one will. You will actually feel bad and a little lonely.
There's just a t-ball team trying to practice, and they're like, oh, I don't know, we
ankles.
Can't seem to get that dyke throwing a cannonball out of here.
Truly. And it's a 10-pound iron ball.
The
and
shoulders.
It's just
Look
leaving.
The
they always mention the weight of it. I'm like, we get it.
It's strong. You have to be strong, ladies. I
have any sweat in your brow.
I don't. This is not sexy, and I don't know what's wrong with
no,
me.
No, the only thing that's wrong with you is that you're not committing to it. It is
Thank
sexy.
You. Thank you.
Who Kat, doesn't think coach. It's sexy to wipe the brow?
Kat taught me in the hallway how to be sexy.
That's wild. Now, we do notice
that you are great at being sexy.
Yes,
like,
yes.
The faces you
the
make.
The face. I like, was. Do you have tips?
I have so many tips.
Because we're trying to be like.
Yeah.
You guys, for only $10,000, you can subscribe to my modeling school.
Every photo where I think I look sexy, it just looks like I just queefed audibly.
I was gonna say, mine looks like I just shit my pants.
Yeah.
Listen, who's to say that's not sexy? You know?
I guess.
There's an audience for it.
Depending
you know?
On the party.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Vet your parties. I can't speak on all sex
okay,
parties.
Okay.
You don't know what you're walking into.
I don't even know what to expect when I walk. I got invited to one in Burbank, California.
that's a red flag.
It was like behind a gun shop.
Oh no. No.
I guess that's like the vibe I'm giving off. Bourbon gun shop sex party.
I mean, when said in a sentence, it kind of sounds like a flex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess. Uncomfortable. How you feeling, friend?
I'm feeling great, friend. How you
I'm feeling?
Feeling
great, friend. I know that, you know, we do have one last question for you.
I hope it's good. I hope it's weird.
It will. Well, we can keep going with weird questions. Southern Gay Icon?
Southern Gay Icon.
So we do this thing because we are from the South. And you're from Oregon originally, right?
Yeah, which is not the South,
Pacific.
To be clear.
That's the, that's the South of the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, okay,
Oregon's,
yeah.
You know, feels like there's a lot of, like, January Sixers in Oregon, not in Portland.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the periphery of Oregon is definitely spooky.
January Sixers.
Yeah.
They're the Sixers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're definitely there. It's true.
Of learning new languages with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds, too. It's Babbel time.
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD. And I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace. And each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like, y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/y'all gay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/y'all gay, spelled BABBEL.com/y'all gay.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We do this thing called Southern Gay Icons, and, you know, like...
Like, we've had lots of them, like Dolly Parton, but also Heinz 57, the steak
Heinz
sauce.
57
like,
is
that's
Southern
a Southern Gay icon. I would say for today, I would like to choose making out after drinking pickle juice.
Ooh, yes!
Interesting, Allie. When was that? Have you done that?
Oh, probably a lot when I would take them pickleback shots. One time I was taking a pickleback shot in a yard, and I was standing in a circle, and we're just all in this circle. I take the shot, and then all of a sudden I just lean over and puke in the middle of the circle, and then we just kind of just move it on over. So, yeah, during my the height of my alcoholism, I'm sure I did a lot of pickle making out.
Honestly, like, worse flavors to kiss.
Pickles or puke? Or the combo.
Puke mixed with other things could be worse, I think. Yeah. The pickle really cuts the puke.
Pickle cuts a puke.
Yeah.
Pickle cuts be real. Pickle cuts a puke.
Yeah.
Do you know what makes me puke? Bread and butter pickles.
Oh, I hate a bread and butter.
Disgusting.
Oh, my gosh.
The Yankees of pickles.
Absolutely. The Yankee candles of pickles.
The Yankee candles of pickles.
I'll be honest, I love Yankee candles.
That feels on brand. I can't hate that.
What about Bath and Body Works?
As a Southern gay icon?
Yeah.
For sure.
What do you feel about that?
I mean, I got to be honest with you. I don't really know anything that's not super cliche.
Let's hear it.
South.
We love that.
I mean, I don't even really know where to start. When I think of the South, I think of boots.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think of racists.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And
no. Not for me.
It doesn't have
me.
Not you, but like, isn't that where they are?
Yes, that is.
Yeah. And I think of hats. I think of good line dancing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay.
I think of country music, which is no cap the best writing there is out there in the world. Okay. What? I want to hear the contender.
I would say agree to disagree.
Okay, what?
Not, I think there's some, I don't know why you're mad at me now. I'm
because
getting a
look it looks like you're about to talk shit about country
I'm
music.
I'm not talking shit about country music. I'm just saying some of it is a little, it's corny.
Oh, of course it's motherfucking corny.
But I would say I would like John Prine. I would go with thank you so much, my Prine heads.
Prine heads. That's actually what you're here for.
It's my dad and his friends. Whenever I come home, my dad invites all of his like friends over, and they all got these kind of deep voices right here. This man, his name is Dan. We don't have time for this. This is. He tells me every day that I see him, every time I see him, that he could have been a lawyer if he wanted to. He is now a Walmart greeter. And my dad invites him over when I'm home, and we burn cardboard and logs in that order. I'm from rural Texas, and we listen to at least one full John Prine album.
And wow, I like that.
Yeah.
Do not say a word.
Masculine intimacy at its finest.
Yes, it is masculine intimacy. Yes, that's exactly
what
it is.
Look at the fire. Like, you know, you hear these lyrics, right? Yeah.
My dad keeps calling me buddy. And I was like, why? Like, he's always called me buddy. And then my mom called because she's really trying to understand, like, what it means to be non-binary. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, why does dad keep calling me buddy? And she was like,
gender neutral.
It's gender neutral. And he's just trying to get my pronouns right.
It's a win.
It's a win.
Clap for that. Yeah. My dad called me kid the other day. And I was like, dad.
Kid?
That's so good. Yeah. I like that, dad. That's really good. I'm your kid. Because my mom, she's working real hard, but she just can't help but say, my daughter.
She's got some room to grow.
Yeah, but also, like, we cannot compare them. They're both lost in the sauce. It's mm-hmm. hard when you swaddled the tiny thing and had to, like, wipe their butthole and genitals, you know? It's hard to adjust. But kid is a really good one. Buddy's not so bad. He's like,
so bad.
Buddy.
I love buddy,
too.
I call a lot of people buddy.
Me, too. Mm-hmm. Okay, but anyways, back on track. What do you think your Southern Gay or Pacific Northwest Southern Gay icon would be?
Oh, God. I gotta be honest. Like, I asked for a weird question, and I just freeze up at tests. I feel like I'm in a test. And
you're not in a test.
But what? I'm bad at geography. I'm sort of a geo bimbo, you know?
Oh.
Is Patsy Cline Southern?
Yes.
Then let's go walking after midnight, baby. Okay, that's what I'm going for. I love that song.
Y'all, give it up for Kat Cunning, everyone.
Thank you.
I think it is just about that time where you're going to perform some songs for us.
Wait, what?
You're. yeah. How y'all feel about that? Y'all feeling good? Incredible. Y'all, we're going to set the stage and then Kat's going to sing. Thank you so much for coming to the Y'all Gay podcast. We're so grateful for you.
We're so happy y'all are so gay.
And all of you are gay. Come out, say hello. We got some merch. You're gonna see some hand stitched stuff. Did it with my little fingies.
Are you lying?
No, I hand stitched all of that.
How much are you charging for that?
Like
$3,000.
No,
a hat.
Not too bad. $60.
That is incredible. You guys should all buy that merch. It's beautiful. Hand stitched. What the fuck? You're hired. I want you to stitch like
hand stitched.
Cat is your dad into everything.
Hand embroidered. I would honestly do that.
I'm gonna only sell dirty clothes.
Cat is your dad
that I've worn.
Yes. Cat is your dad.
No,
give
but
it up.
Yeah, give it up
for Cat Cunning, everyone.
I'm so sorry.
Do you guys just see how strong Ever is?
They had me fill their legs today. Wow. As a friend thing. Not as a sex thing.
It really seems like undetermined.
Give it up for Kat!
Yeah, you guys, make some motherfucking noise for Kat Cunning! I love to do my own intro. Okay, so I know that I'm like really hype and funny and sexy as has been determined, but I'm gonna be really moody. Is that okay with you? Okay, good. Because I'm here to in part celebrate my birthday. Yeah! So I'm doing whatever the fuck I feel like. And before we get into it, I'm gonna introduce Rob Mastriani, one of the first guitarists I've ever had the pleasure to work with. We have the same hair, even though I erased my hair texture today by experimenting with rollers, which, like, how good did that go? It's a magic trick. Let's go. And I'm only going to sing 3 songs, and then we're going to get drunk for my birthday. So, okay, here we go.
Nobody knows you better than me, better than the lace you wear.
Every single detail, Chantilly. Every curl inside your hair. And I'm falling in, falling into the light. Anything you want to do, you and me intertwine. Oh, 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 I can be the king of shadows. Everywhere you turn, I'm chasing you. Tell you where to go, I follow. Everywhere you run, I'm stuck on you. I could be the dark, you can look right through me. In a flash of love, we're just one body. I can be the king of shadow. I can be the king of shadow. Shadow, 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 shadow. I've seen you with all your lovers who fail to please you like I know I can. Hold me below the covers and say, tonight you let me be your hand. And I'm falling in, falling into the light. Anything you want to do, you and me intertwine. Oh, 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 I can be the king of shadow. Everywhere you turn, I'm chasing you. Tell you where to go or follow. Everywhere you run, I'm stuck on you. I could be the dark, you can look right through me. In a flash of love, we're just one body. I can be the king on shadow. I can be the king on shadow. The king on shadow. Right through me. In a flash of love, you're just somebody. I can be the king on shadow. I can be the king on shadow.
Thank you so much. How do you guys feel? Because I feel really good. Yeah? That felt really delicious. I think I want to sit in that spirit for just a little while longer. I don't feel like any of you have cried yet. You're crying? Okay, good. As long as one person's crying, I'm doing my job. It's like I'm really topping you from the bottom. Okay, so this next song is important for me to sing today. I haven't sung it in a really long time. And I haven't sung it because it's very emotional for me to sing, genuinely. It's like a journey for me. And there was a point in my career where I started really getting in my head about it. And I've made a lot of changes in my career. That's why it's taken me so long to release Bedroom Angel. I have left a label. I have left a manager. I have made a lot of shifts. And it takes a long time to figure out how to really move as an independent artist right now. So I want you to know that the exact amount of people that are here in this room right now, I'm so grateful that you're here listening to live music and that you are deciding to care. This is like, okay. But yeah, I'm going to go on this journey, and if I forget the lyrics, it's because I blocked it out from trauma. Here we go. Oh, wait, no, the joke I really wanted to tell you is that Rob Mastriani here is actually legitimately the guy in the city. At Central Park, he's there every day, but he's the guy who saves hawks in this motherfucking city. Right? I said that fact right? This little angel, what the fuck? He sent me a picture today of himself coddling a hawk that he saved from a skyscraper. So he has a lot of interest in me singing this song. It's called Birds. Woo! all of these birds, all of these birds in my head swarming around, pecking to keep me up, and I can't calm down. All of these words building a house in my head, tearing it down. The wreckage is keeping me up, and I can't come down. The carnage of the cardinals that harm me, the buzzing of the hummingbirds that knock me, the ravens got a carnival just rocking me wide awake, like there's nothing at stake. But I am still the architect of this cage, and I set all the raptors on a rampage, begging for a rapture, for an escape. Get out of my head, get out of my head, get out of my head. Cause all of these birds, all of these birds in my head, swarming around, pecking to keep me up, and I can't calm down. All of these words building a house in my head, tearing it down. The wreckage is keeping me up, and I can't calm down. The murmur of the starling song is maddening. The murder of the cross is coming at me. The ticking of the clock is trying to mock me. I'm wide awake, like there's nothing at stake. But I am still the architect of this cage, and I set all the raptors on a rampage, begging for a rapture, for an escape. Get out of my head, get out of my head, get out of my head. Get out of my head. I feel the madness wrapping me up here. So it's a beautiful sight. I feel the madness wrapping me up. Open the latch, let me into the light. Cause all of these birds, oh, birds in my head swarming around, pecking to keep me up, and I can't go down. All of these words building a house in my head, tearing it down. The wreckage is keeping me up, and I can't come.
Yeah, come on back in. I know you had to pee. I saw you. I was like, this is the most emotional song I'm ever singing live. Good. It's okay. Let's win. I'm glad you didn't pee your pants. Okay, we have one more, and I bet you can guess what it's going to be. Are you ready for it? Listen, this is a time that I want you to experience this in person, but if you also feel so inclined to take a video and share this around the internet, that would be fine with me. Rob, let's just do this. My first time singing this live since it's been out. Hey.
Can I keep you in my bedroom? Can I make you mine? Pretty wings, you wore your halo, and you're right on time. I don't need your hesitation. Show me what you like. Apparition, do you tire of always taking flight? Say you hear me when I call. Lace your neck in yellow gold and be my bedroom angel. Cause you don't gotta be alone tonight. And I need a savior. And you just wanna touch the other side. Chaotic behavior puts you in a different color sky. And it's bedroom angel. Say you'll be mine.
Brooklyn, what the fuck is up? Give it up for Rob Mastriani.
I'm possessive, but you like that. You're my favorite ghost. Lay your precious on my nightstand. Hold tight to the bedpost. And say you come in when I call. Heaven in these tired walls. And be my bedroom angel. Cause you don't gotta be alone tonight, and I need a savior. And you just wanna touch the other side. Chaotic behavior puts you in a different color sky. And this bedroom angel, say you'll be my angel, my bedroom angel. You're dying for a miracle. You know that I'm dying for your love. Cover me in roses, make it biblical. Show me how you fly and tie you up. I know that you're dying for a miracle. You know that I'm dying for your love. Cover me in roses, make it biblical. Show me how you fly and tie my bedroom, my entire bedroom angel. Cause you don't gotta be alone tonight, and I need a savior. And you just wanna touch the other side. Chaotic behavior puts you in a different color sky. In this bedroom angel, say you'll be my angel, my bedroom angel. My bedroom angel.
Let me hear you.
My bedroom angel. Oh, oh. Bedroom angel. Cause you don't gotta be alone tonight. And I need a savior. And you just wanna touch the other side. Chaotic behavior puts you in a different color sky. In this bedroom angel, say you be mine.
Thank you so much for having me, y'all gay. Let's fucking go!
I was
so strong!
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club! Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.